Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a message from the series, Love Loves Me. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
I can't believe all that Bible stuff. I can't believe all that faith stuff. I can't believe all that Jesus on the cross. No, I just can't believe. No, you choose not to. You could if you wanted to. Evolution. The Big Bang. This is not proof. Both of those are theories. Are you with me? There is no consensus in any scientific community in the world, never has been, of how things were created and how they got here. Nobody knows in the scientific community. All of these things are theories. A theory is a fancy word for a guess. It's a guess. Yeah, but it's an educated guess. Well, if you were that educated, you wouldn't be guessing. You'd know something. So what people do, they have chosen to believe those unproven concepts. It's faith. They have faith in Big Bang, evolution, whatever. They have faith in that. It's not proven. They have faith in it. And to say they can't believe in this, they've proven themselves wrong. They believe in that with no proof. We believe in this without being able to prove it scientifically, whatever. All true science agrees with God. It discovers truths in His creation. But faith is a choice. Everybody say faith's a choice.
Faith's a choice.
And what did our text say? We have known and what?
Believe.
And believed what?
God.
The love
of God.
That God has to us, for us. Amen. It's a choice. It's a choice. I was counseling a young married couple. Oh, this has been 20 years ago plus. And they were sitting across the desk from me, and they were in distress. And she was really upset with him, and he was upset. And I was trying to see if I could help him some way. And finally, she just said, well, he doesn't love me, and he thinks I'm ugly. And he looked at me with the most tortured look. He said, Brother Keith, it ain't so. It ain't so. He said, it's not true. I love her. I think she's amazing. I think she's beautiful. And she looked at him and said, you're just saying that. And he looked at me and went, no, I really, really. And he looked at her and told her again, and I love you and you're beautiful. She said, you're just saying that. Now, this is a perfect picture of not believing the love. Are y'all with me, friends? I talked to them for a while, and after some delving into the situation further, I believe he was telling the truth. He really did love her. He really did think she's beautiful. But she's choosing to believe thoughts that the enemy's bringing to her, who hates her, who's the enemy of her soul, instead of somebody who really does love her. So she is not believing the love. And this is one of the biggest problems in the earth, in the body of Christ, is not believing the love. The devil is a liar. He's a deceiver. He is the accuser of the brethren. Are y'all with me? And he will accuse you to God, and he will accuse God to you, and he will accuse you to me, and me to you. Have you found out?
Yes.
He is an accuser. And what is he saying? Did anybody remember about Job? When the devil came and accused Job to God, what did he say? He said, does Job serve you for nothing? You put a fence, you put a hedge about everything he has. Now, if he's touched and this happens to him, he'll curse you to your face. What's he saying? Yeah, it's a lie. I mean, you read the rest of the book, and Job made some mistakes, but he repented. He really did love God, didn't he? He really did believe in God. So the devil's a liar, wasn't he? But he was laying it on that, yeah, I mean, he hits some hard times. Some things go wrong with him. He will get up in your face, God, and he will curse you. He will denounce you. He is just in here with you because of what he's getting out of it. You're protecting him and blessing him, and long as the blessings are rolling in, yeah, he's your buddy. But you watch. He comes up on some trouble, he will leave you like that. Now, the reason I'm saying this is because this is how the enemy operates. Whether he's accusing you to God, or you to me, or me to you, or God to you. He really doesn't love you. Because if he did, he wouldn't have let this happen. Or he would have done this. Or he wouldn't have done that. And even though Christians so many times don't say it, that thought is there. The enemy brought it, and they let it stay. And they ponder it, and they think, well, yeah, why did that happen? And the devil is there to say, why did it happen? You made confessions. You made confessions. You said this. They prayed for you. They did that. You sowed seed. You tithed. You did this, and this came up, and where was God? Where was he? What's he saying? He's saying God doesn't really love you. Does he even know you exist? Much less care. It's not enough to just believe in God. Go to Hebrews 11, if you would. James tells us, he says, do you believe in God? He said, the devils also believe. Didn't he say that? The devils believe. Well, are they saved? No. They believe and fear. But they don't love God, and they don't believe in God's love. They believe God exists. They believe he's powerful. They believe he's righteous and pure. And they're afraid. And there are too many church-going people that are too much like that. They believe in God. They believe he exists. And they believe he'll get you. There's quite a few people tithe like paying off the mafia. Protection money. Like people come by and say, you need some insurance. You go, no. Nah. And they go, yeah, you do. What do you mean? Oh, bad things happen around here. You know, fires and people get their legs broke. But if you send us a payment every week, we'll be sure and watch out for you and protect. Well, what they're saying is they're the ones going to hurt you and burn your place down if you don't pay them. Protection money. Racket. And there are people that think, hey, man, you better get that tithe check in. Whew, God will get you. I mean, you know, your transmission will quit. Your dog will die. You better give God his money. Well, that's believing in God, and it's being afraid of God. But it's not living a New Testament Christian life. Jesus didn't come into the world to condemn the world. But he came that we could be saved and we could be free. And he came because God so loved us. Say it out loud. God loves me.
God loves me.
God me. Say it again. God loves me. He loves me. He loves me. Man, it'd do us good if we'd just go the rest of the evening and all night and tomorrow, just every few minutes, go say, God loves me. 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 He loves me. He loves me. Why? Because I assure you, you are not fully developed in that. You have not arrived, and I have not arrived in fully knowing and believing that. And how would we know that? Is there any fear in your life? Proof positive. You are not fully developed in this. How does faith come? Comes by hearing. And faith in God loving you, how would that come? By hearing about how God loves you. And you can hear God loves you coming out of your own mouth. Can't you? The devil is a liar. He's a deceiver. He's a condemner. People don't express it all. They don't say it all. But they're carrying guilt and shame and fear. And they are not expecting certain good things to happen in their life because of things they've done in their past and mistakes that they've made. They just are sure that, well, you know, if a person was holy enough and, you know, then maybe that had happened for them. But I'm just an average, maybe not quite average. I'm just... And the devil will help you out. You pause a minute and he'll give you somewhere. He'll say, you are a pitiful excuse for a Christian. And if you start beating yourself over the head, he'll say, no, let me help you. And he'll take the little hammer and put a sledgehammer in your hand. And between him and you, you'll beat your brains out. You, by the time him and you get through with you, you'll have absolutely no confidence. And you will not believe that. How could God love something like you? If you just make it into heaven some way, somehow, it'd be a miracle. But to expect anything down here, you don't believe the love that God has for you. It's key to our overcoming. It's key to our victories. It's key to us receiving. Why? Because faith is the victory that overcomes the whole world, and faith works by love, doesn't it?
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching from the series, Love Loves Me, you may call More Life Ministries at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. Just mention that you heard this message on the radio. You may also download this and other messages from our website at morelife.org, where you will find additional information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings. Remember to join us in Branson, Missouri on Monday, October 1st, as we begin our week of increase. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.
Thanks be to God. God who gives me